Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Hill. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Becker bunts towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. Knoblauch moves to third. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knoblauch scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Munoz strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lofton strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Indians, 1. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Starhowiak strikes out. One out. Scott Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Mears fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-0 in the game. Becker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Hill covering, for the out. Two outs. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Leo's is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Leo's hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Leos reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tommy is 0 for 1 in the game. Tommy hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Tommy reaches second base with a double. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck is hit by the pitch. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a line drive towards the mound. Hill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Puckett moves to second. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to third. Munoz moves to second. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 0 for 2 in the game. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Leos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mears. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Mears steals second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Knobloch hits a line drive towards first. Sorrento reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Bell reaches second base with a double. Berga moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Berga scores. Bell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Thome goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Pat Mahomes now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak is 0 for 3 in the game. Starhowiak strikes out. 1 out. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Leo's is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Leo's hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Starhowiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhowiak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Mesa drops the ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.